We are. Boy, I wish I had an extra 5 minutes in between hours. Could do a lot more. It's just not enough time of the day. My partner, Erica, I think, is standing by. Are you there, young lady?
I'm here, Jeff. Good evening.
Welcome back.
Why, thank you. Good to
Erica
be back.
Erica is one of these kind of people that likes to do her own automobile maintenance, oiling and greasing things up, and she knows the best products to get to. One day I'll tell you about this, but another time. Okay, so what did you do? Anything fun today? You don't have to tell us in specifics, but did you have a nice day?
I made time for some fun, yes.
See, that's the operative phraseology. We all now are in the same boat. We have to carve it almost out of stone. We have, depending on your life, we've got to make time to have fun. Because if you don't, no one's going to do it for you. And you're not going to find fun on the TV. Oh, you may find escapism. I plead guilty to that. The best binge-watching program, not that I've watched a lot, but I think the best series, for my money, that I've ever seen so far is Fringe. And if you want to have a great time, that's one of those things you want to buy the whole set of and just enjoy it at your leisure. So there are some good escapist entertainment venues out there, and sadly, that's about the only kind of fun that most people can have anymore. Escapism. It's either that or go to sleep at night. That's
yeah.
No joke.
Exit into dreamland.
True. True.
I mean, we're at a point where reality is stranger than fiction these days.
Reality is absolutely stranger than fiction, and you don't have to wait for it. It's here, and it has been planned for a long time. Here's a quickie for you. North Korea. Now, we all know that China is in this insane lockdown mood. They claim they're starting to lighten things up on Shanghai, the biggest city in the world, I think, 25 million people, one of them. And it's locked down, and they put 4x4-inch rigid wire in front of countless blocks of homes so people can't get out. They've welded them in. This is no joke. So you say to yourself, well, we know the Chinese are a little odd to begin with, but why are they doing that, and what are they afraid of? Well, maybe part of the answer can be found in this particular story, which has a most provocative headline, North Korea's explosive COVID outbreak from zero cases to 820,620 cases and 40 deaths in just 3 days. Now, is it true? I don't know. But it could be. What do you think of that? I mean, what kind of a pathogen has that kind of explosivity?
Gosh, it could be anything. They've been warning all along that vaccinating during a pandemic is going to drive the emergence of escape variants, meaning versions of the virus that can evade your immune system,
right. Escape.
And as a result or a consequence, become more mm-hmm. contagious and more pathogenic, meaning the severity of the disease they can cause tends to be worse. I don't know if that's what we're seeing. I think that's a very good possibility if this is true. I do know from what I'm observing here in the States and to some degree in Europe, that people are still getting sick with what appears to be some version of the original China virus that's characterized by hypoxia, clotting, occasionally breathing difficulties, mm-hmm. headaches, some neurological issues. And this latest one, the Omicron, seems to be associated with GI issues, stomach, intestinal issues, nausea, vomiting. It's anybody's guess, because so many people have taken a needle with mystery ingredients something that is was supposed to protect them, but we don't know what's in it. I mean, they could be seeding a whole new virus. If it's what they tell us it is, it's destroying the immune systems of people. So, they, you know, whatever viruses they may be harboring, and everybody's harboring viruses at any given time. When we're healthy, we're living in harmony with them, and they don't cause us problems. But now you've added something like these injections that are really messing with people's immune systems, deranging them, if not destroying them. People are ripe for all kinds of infections, and they can't control them once they start. Their immune systems are shot. So they're generating probably chimeric viruses and perpetuating the China virus if they get it, some mutant version of it.
North Korea. This is very interesting. Again, from zero to 820,000 cases and 40-some deaths in just 3 days. Maybe that's what China is trying to prevent from breaking out.
Yeah, there's a lot
of
speculation of what they're so paranoid about.
It's not a test either. It's not a drill. They're doing something.
Yeah, I have heard that it's merely an exercise, but I think it's gone on too long to think that it's an exercise. Several people were conjecturing last week that it may be that they've realized the severity or the potential of this spike protein to be an ELE, an extinction level event. The way this thing can infect and then the myriad diseases it can cause once it does infiltrate a mammal, even without replicating itself. The protein itself is toxic and will cause derangements in the person's own protein production.
Please keep in mind that we're talking about a protein here, not a virus, not a bacteria, although there are certainly interrelationships there that need to be assayed and understood, which we will get to over the weeks and months ahead. Let me read just a little bit about this North Korean story. Not in South Korea, North Korea. Whose enemy is North Korea? Our enemy. North Korean state media, KCNA, said a total of 42 people have died with 820,620 cases and at least 324,550 people under medical treatment only just 3 days after the first so-called COVID case was officially acknowledged. Leader Kim Jong-un has said the outbreak has caused great upheaval in North Korea. KCNA reported that all provinces, this is a quote, all provinces, cities, and counties of the country have been totally locked down, and working units, production units, and residential units are closed off from each other. These are drastic moves. Protect your home and car with the best EMP solar flares and lighting shields available, says the commercial, cleverly hidden within the text. You can't read through anything anymore.
No,
despite activating its maximum emergency quarantine system to slow the spread of disease through its unvaccinated population, North Korea is now reporting large numbers of new cases daily. North Korea confirmed Thursday that the highly contagious Omicron variant had been detected in the capital of Pyongyang, with Kim ordering nationwide lockdowns right after. It was the government's first official admission of COVID cases and marked the failure of a 2-year coronavirus blockade. 2 years maintained since the start of the pandemic. Plandemic, the lie. Okay?
Yep.
The spread of malignant disease comes to be a great upheaval in our country since the founding of the DPRK, said Kim on Saturday. The spread of malignant disease comes to be a great... Now, I don't know if he's talking about cancer or just a generic term to encompass the types of problems they're seeing. But it wouldn't surprise me if Kim wasn't talking about cancers. We do know now that cancers are breaking loose. They're super cancers. So I don't know. But maybe he's just talking about disease in general. And to tag on to that, North Korea has a crumbling health system, one of the worst in the world. Now, I don't know who wrote this. I don't know how true this is, so please take that with a grain of salt. I kind of doubt they have one of the worst health systems in the world. And no COVID vaccines, any viral treatment drugs, or mass testing capacity. Well, that has kept North Korea relatively safe until 3 days ago, if you can believe this. Their people aren't dying like ours are. They're not clotting to death. They're not falling over dead with pericarditis, myocarditis, and you name it. They're not falling dead with bovine or transmissible spongiform encephalopathy, CJD, VCJD, NVCJD. Any of the colors of the rainbow will apply to that one. The KCNA report did not specify whether the new cases and deaths had tested positive for COVID-19, but experts say the country will be struggling to test and diagnose on this large scale. Now, you have an idea about what happened to the original COVID-19. You want to explain that a little bit, just in kind of generic terms? What do you think happened to the first one that popped out of Wuhan or wherever it popped out of 2.5 years ago?
Well, it has since mutated. As it made its way through the population and more people got exposed to it, and that's what viruses do, particularly these RNA viruses, not so much DNA viruses. RNA viruses are very prone to mutations. So it was weakening, and I think if it had been left to run its natural course and instead of having people not get exposed, that's what they were attempting to do. I don't know how really successful that was. They claim it was, but the virus would have probably most likely attenuated to something that was comparable to a seasonal flu. Not allowing the children to be exposed to this. I mean, I'm talking once we realized that it was a fairly low fatality rate. If it had been higher, well, okay, you could rationalize some of the measures that they tried to put in place. But for something with a 99% survival rate, these measures were much too extreme for what it was, and it should have been allowed to run its course, and it would have reached some sort of an equilibrium within the population. We had the early treatment once we understood. Unfortunately, we're still being denied much of those early treatment protocols that work, that do save lives. So, again, it's making this virus seem infinitely worse than it is or was. But at any rate, the virus is mutating, and now what we have is two-thirds, maybe even three-quarters of this population, due to the type of vaccine they've been offered, one that essentially destroys their immune systems, they're becoming exposed to this virus, and because this is not what they call a sterilizing vaccine, it does not confer immunity. You can still become infected. You can still transmit the virus to other people. They are essentially petri dishes or bioreactors for gain of function.
Now, this is important. Listen carefully.
Yeah, gain of function reactor or gain of function emergence of more pathogenic versions of this virus. They're mutating. Right. They may be undergoing some recombination events within the host because, you know, we're never devoid of viruses. We're all carrying viruses of various types at any given time. And these recombination events do happen, and particularly in people with compromised immune systems. So that original Wuhan virus
no immune system. And what is she talking about?
They're diminished. They're diminished.
AIDS. AIDS. Your immune system, if you've been shot up, one, two, three, four, or five shots, your immune system is in a corollary sense, ruined. Your immune system is compromised. It is reduced in its functionality, its efficacy. You're in trouble. That's what it means.
And the innate immune system is shot. That would be, you know, your T cells, your killer T cells, your natural killer cells. These are being expended, trying to deal with this protein that the body is now producing, this foreign protein.
Right.
And even more worrisome is that we now have that study that showed the vaxxed who have received these injections are incapable of generating the antibodies that would be protective against the protein or any future exposures. They've lost that ability to the adaptive immune part of the immune system because of the influence on the DNA mm-hmm. repair pathways.
Mm-hmm.
So this is infinitely worse than HIV, infinitely worse. Because all aspects of the immune system are compromised.
I got an email. Dick Allgaier is supposed to be on next hour. I got an email from Dick this afternoon. He said, hi, Jeff, I've been in bed. Now, Dick lives in Honolulu, as you know. I've been in bed deathly ill since Wednesday. I didn't eat anything for 4 days. If I'm scheduled on the program tonight, I might rally for a while, but I would need to bring Edward Reardon on to help me. I called Dick, and the first word he said, I said, you're not on the program tonight. You stay in bed. Well, he described something that first his wife had gotten. Now, she works in a restaurant, came home. She manages a restaurant, and she had it for days. She used to have... Once upon a time, she had dengue fever. She said, this is like dengue fever again, which is a very harsh and often fatal fever. It's terrible, terrible. So then she got a little better, good enough to go back to work, even though she shouldn't have. Then Dick got sick. I talked to him last Thursday, I believe, and he was on the way to go swimming, and he's in very good condition. And then I didn't hear from him until today. And he is so sick. I have never heard anyone on the phone, never sicker. He was coughing, hacking. He described his illness as worse than any flu he has ever had, if it's the flu. He hurt in his head. His brain hurt. His throat hurt. Not like a sore throat. It had pain in his throat, first on one side, then on the other. His lungs hurt. He said he felt like he had ground glass in his lungs. Everything hurt. I won't go on any more than that. But he feels he's on the recovery side of it now. He is slowly getting better. And he has taken everything. He took HCQ. He took ivermectin. He's been taking Allicin C and on. NAC, vitamin D3. And then zinc. He's taken it all, and it hasn't dented it. Not so far. But he feels like he has. Maybe it made a difference. Maybe after 4 days it finally started to work. But he said everybody in Honolulu, it's all over the place. It's not unusual, and it is bad. Now, I talked to someone else today. Same thing in their part of the country. People are sick. Now, Dick is not shot up, so he doesn't have AIDS. Mimi, his wife, not shot up. So they don't have AIDS, but they still got this. And Dick said he honestly felt 4 days in bed with hallucinations. He couldn't wait. He couldn't get out of bed. He was absolutely incapacitated. He said he thought he was dying and was going to die. Now, if he were not in such good condition and had gotten the two or three shots or more, I would suggest that from what I heard on the phone, this would have killed him. Because he still has a viable, vibrant immune system. Most everybody out there now who has taken the shots, no longer have a viable, vibrant immune system. The German studies, the German papers showed that everybody they tested who had had two shots had only 12% of their immune system left, and we don't know what happened thereafter. So if you're vaxxed, you do not want to get this, and you better take every precaution you can, and I'm going to underscore what we have been telling you for weeks, wear a mask when you're around other people. These other people are walking petri dishes and bio labs. We don't know what they can be emitting. You need to bend every precaution, every safety aspect your way, and masks are certainly one of those. Even if it's only worth 10%, take it. We don't want our vaxxed people, our friends out there, our listeners, long-time listeners, to get this and get sick. They may not make it. They got no immune system. Nothing to fight it with.
Yeah, this is comparable to stories I've been hearing the past few months from people unvaxxed that caught whatever this is, and it knocks them for a loop. They're down for a couple of weeks, if not of a full month, you know, trying to come back from it. Look at Nurse Ann.
Right. She's still not back. She's better. She's better.
But she too was somebody in exceptionally good health before this, and it's been hell. Yeah. A real trooper. But no, it is serious. And we really don't know what it is. It appears to be, based on the symptoms, some version of the original thing that came out of China. But we know that it's now mutated into probably several different forms. We don't know, because people keep taking these injections and we don't know what's in them. And they
don't
shed.
Know what's in them. No one's going to tell you what's in them. All right, let me tell you a little anecdote here. And if my friend is listening, I'm not disclosing any names or anything. But he had, I believe it was a niece, who worked with a Nobel Prize winning scientist. And this scientist was over in Europe and worked with viruses and bacteria and knew very well what was coming. And this is about a year and a half ago I heard this. She got a call from her former boss when she was working in the lab at, I don't know, 3-4 in the morning. He was in Europe. And he called and he said, under no circumstances are you ever to put a needle in your body again. Don't do it. Don't trust them. Don't take any needles. And she heard him, and I heard the story very shortly thereafter. And what did she do? She went out and got the shot. This is a Nobel Prize winner telling her, begging her, please don't take these. It's a bioweapon, for Christ's sake. It was never designed to be any kind of a vaccine.
No.
It's a biological weapon designed to do only one thing, and it's doing it very well. And that one thing is to kill.
Yeah, without people knowing it's killing them.
They don't know.
No, they don't. They don't suspect it.
And they can't believe their government would ever hurt them. They can't believe their government would allow anything to hurt them. They can't believe their doctors do no harm, would ever do anything to hurt them. And what do we have? What do we have? We've got 80% of this population of 350 million people, approximately, I'm rounding it off, now have trusted their government and their doctors, and they have accepted these bioweapon injections. And I'll tell you right now, the CDC announced that the 1 millionth American died today from COVID. No. First of all, it's not 1 million. And second of all, they didn't die from COVID. They died from the bioweapon injections and the treatment that they're given when they would foolishly admit themselves to a hospital. Remdesivir.
Yeah.
Kidneys finished, lungs full of fluid, and once they fill up with fluid, where do you go? You go to the last roundup. And that's called intubation, the ventilator. And then you go out the back door in a body bag. And that happened to a friend of mine. I think Erica has lost people similarly. I don't know who it was that said it. The hardest thing for us who survived this to do is to learn how to deal with death around us. And I think that that was a correct statement. We don't know how many are dying because now they've got AIDS out there. Not HIV, AIDS. They've got AIDS from the bioweapon. And people are dying from all manner and all kinds of diseases now. They, the controllers, have perfect, plausible deniability. And it just makes me sick.
I'm just reading here. There's now the CDC just announced meningococcal disease in Florida. There is an outbreak of meningococcal disease in Florida, primarily among gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men, including those living with HIV. Leon County, Florida, has also reported a cluster of meningococcal disease cases among college and university students. So the bacterial things are going to become prevalent as people's immune systems are collapsing.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
So meningococcal disease is an infection of the brain or central nervous system, the meninges. That's fairly serious. Fairly serious.
Oh, it's like, what is the other one when you get a brain inflammation infection?
Well, encephalitis.
That you get viral or bacterial encephalitis. You don't want to mess with your brain and your spinal cord, okay? You just don't. It's bad, real bad. I got through it and not pleasant, not pleasant. So yes, you're going to see meningococcal. You're going to see so-called flesh, TB, the flesh-eating disease, right? You're going to see that too, group A strep. And then the big one, we think, is going to make a tremendous dent in the number of living Americans. And we think TB is going to wipe out a lot of people.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, they already have a section on the CDC's website homepage, their TB and HIV co-infection.
Co-infection.
Yeah, so they're going to become companion diseases. So,
oh, they're setting us up.
Yeah. Mhm.
They know exactly what's going on. They know these people have no immune system left. Group A strep. Watch for it. Watch for all kinds of strep and staph.
Mhm.
Watch for MRSA to become more dominant than ever in the health industry. It's going to be all over the place.
Yeah, and I mean, I hate to keep harping on it, but a lot of these are, you know, infectious, contagious. You've got to, you know, take safeguards to protect yourself. You know, hand washing, definitely. Avoid large groups of people.
And that means people you know. And that means if you've got a split family, some are back, some aren't. This is a lose-lose for everybody. Nobody's
right.
Going to win here. Nobody. You want to wear a mask to protect yourself from the vaxxed, who now have no immune system and they're walking petri dishes. They're bioweapons labs is what they are.
And so, I can't help but think that this was part of the plan. I mean, they knew that not everyone was going to submit to these injections. They're absolutely shedding. We have the proof of that now, not just anecdotal, but, you know, the actual scientific evidence. And it's obvious. They're intended to, if not incapacitate, to kill people. I don't see any other way to look at this at this point.
There's so many people
who have been injured from this. If this was a legitimate vaccine that was designed to prevent people from dying or becoming debilitated, this would have been stopped a year and a half ago. And yet it continues. And we're merely expanding the subsets of the population who are eligible for this. You know, they're going after the infants now,
mm-hmm.
who never needed mm-hmm. this. They never got sick from this. And if anything, they would have contributed to the herd immunity because the kids weren't getting sick.
How do you begin to try to educate people when we don't have access to the mainstream media? We don't. We have this platform, and we have you wonderful people out there who do spread our programs around, and that's why I post them all for free on the homepage. You are invited. And don't stop with the current ones. Go back 6 months, a year. You'll learn things. The information in those programs was very much ahead of its time, and it continues to be so. Erica watches a lot of programming, a lot of presentations, and these people, some of them have pieces of it. Some of them are obviously created opposition, and they're not really our heroes, like they're passing themselves off to be or trying. Some of them are, some of them aren't, and it's a very difficult dice roll for all of us who to believe. We hope you can believe this program and the guests we have on here. I do my best to make sure we have only credible people, but I've seen too many programs that do not have credible people. Mike Yeadon has just made another statement about, let's see if I can find it here. I think I've got it. Yeah, here. This is former Pfizer Vice President Mike Yeadon.
17,000 scientists and doctors around the world. Of course, these are not Pfizer doctors and Merck doctors or, you know, health department workers that are, you know, under the, you know.
That's Del Bigtree. He had a whole bunch of doctors on, so, and I thought Yeadon was actually speaking, but it was just Yeadon on a video sense there. Okay. Del's program is called The High Wire, if you want to know. And the piece I played for you earlier today, here it is. I couldn't find it. I just found it. Now, this is, okay, and we don't knock people here, all right? We don't. We just tell it as we see it and as the indications of the information that they're giving would obviously want the public to perceive it. We don't see it that way. Now, here's a little piece from Big Tree's High Wire featuring Dr. Bobby Malone, who just popped up out of nowhere, along with Steve Kirsch on a program. What was it, about a year ago now? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think we're coming up on their one-year anniversary.
And Dr. Malone is a brilliant man, and I would go so far as to offer my opinion that Dr. Bobby Malone knows everything that's going on. This man has been so steeped in the deep state, intel, and scientific aspect of this whole pandemic thing. I don't know how he could not know. Same with Fauci. So people, more and more people are looking to Dr. Malone for leadership. They're putting their trust in him. We believe that was the intent, and we believe it is working to a large degree. So here's just a little clip with Dr. Malone, who I would wager, I'd bet the farm that this man knows. He's been at it 30 years, 35 years. I don't know.
Oh, anyway,
He knows everything. He understands precisely what is going on, the agenda. And the goals. Here's a little clip.
Just yesterday morning, a declaration signed by over 17,000.
Ah, darn it. It's the hour-long clip. They put the same video freeze frame on it. I'm going to find this. Let me try this one. Maybe this is it. Hold on. Loading. No. What they did is they had video freeze frames with different audio tracks, and they have moved them around. So this is not it. Okay, it all kicks to the same hour-long presentation. I was looking for a two-minute short that was.
Yeah, he was
listening to.
Mentioning that it appears as though the side effect of myocarditis following these injections is almost a given, with or without symptoms, that everybody to one degree or another is experiencing inflammation of the heart following these injections.
And he was saying basically that the indications now are that most everyone who takes the shots can expect at least a sub-Q or subclinical version of myocarditis, pericarditis, or other heart issues. And I think that is the understatement of the year. I think these people are all going to be afflicted and are being afflicted with either subclinical, which rapidly become clinical cases, and do kill people. 500 plus soccer players in Europe have fallen over either dead or with heart attacks on the playing fields this season. 800 total, and those 500 are dead. 800 total have collapsed, 500 dead. So, yeah.
That's incredible. Yeah,
and remember, no American athletes are falling over dead. What does that tell you? Big business. They protected their athletes here. They gave them saline. They didn't get the real shot. Or they'd be ailing and falling and collapsing and you name it. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the myocarditis, pericarditis groups, support groups are growing. There's, I can't tell you how many people are now struggling with that condition, struggling to overcome it, manage it. I have a report here that's rather interesting, if you want me to read it.
Go, yeah.
Okay. I am a registered nurse. I received my first Pfizer vaccine in June of last year. Had tachycardia, 120 to 140 beats per minute for 48 hours after my vaccine, and enlarged lymph nodes and joint pain all down my body on my vaccine side, lasting around 2 to 3 months. Wish I would have stopped there, but I didn't. I never went to my primary because work was short-staffed. I had doctors and nurse practitioners at work telling me the response is because I previously had COVID 1 year prior. It was just my body's immune response reacting to the vaccine, and it would eventually go away.
Sure.
October 2021, my work was making it mandatory to get fully vaxxed. I tried to get an exemption from two different doctors and was denied. Both stated no one was giving exemptions not to take the vax, and all healthcare was pushing for full vaccination. I have over 9 years invested into my career and spent a lot of money and time on my education, so I went ahead and got the second vax. 12 hours after receiving it, my heart rate was in the 150 to 180 range. I went to the ER and I had an elevated D-dimer, BNP, pulmonary congestion on my CT scan. Echocardiogram showed an ejection fraction of 40 to 45%, and that's borderline heart failure. The ER doc said he thought I was early stage heart failure. Previous echo in 2020 had me at 65%, completely normal. Was diagnosed with myocarditis at my cardiologist follow-up. Fast forward to now, 8 months later, and I am still dealing with it. I have had multiple ER visits thinking I was having a heart attack. I'm on multiple medications, and I have left side chest pain daily, making me consider leaving my career. I had to find the right doctors to listen, even with my medical background. It helps to know you are not alone with this group. I am praying for recovery for everyone on here.
See, these people are completely alone, many of them. They have nothing but social media to contact and to communicate with other people who are suffering similarly or suffering something entirely differently. We have shunned the injured as a culture. They are not being given the treatment they deserve, the recognition they deserve, the respect they deserve. We have shunned the injured. It's like a wounded war veteran who loses a leg. How many of those you see walking around? You don't. Mm. They're shunned. Right? You don't have legs and
arms?
Yeah,
unfortunately, some of these people that are seriously injured after these vaccines have had to endure, chiding and... I wouldn't call it harassment.
They're belittled.
Belittled.
Horrible.
Stigmatized from people who had a vaccine and they I'm fine. What's wrong with you? Which is adding insult to injury. It's incredible. But this woman went to two doctors to try to get an exemption, and neither one of them would acquiesce.
So here we are.
Medical
again.
Malpractice. Come on.
No, it's worse than that. It's medical sadism, and because they know better, most of them, and many of them, remember, took the shot to keep their jobs. Don't forget that.
Yeah. So, well, this is what this was all about. She was coerced.
Yeah.
And made a bad choice.
All right. Here's another story from the expose. Your government quietly confirmed the fully vaxxed are developing acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, AIDS. Your government quietly confirmed that. While they had you worried about the Russia-Ukraine war and the cost of living, i.e. inflation. So the story is a pretty good one. Something is very wrong, and it is because of the COVID-19 injections. All around the world, governments are publishing official data that show the same thing. Those same governments, however, are not willing to explain why. Instead, they are quietly publishing data in the hope that it will get swept under the carpet, whilst they have you distracted by war in Ukraine and worrying about the cost of living, a crisis created by government policy. Show me one part of this crisis venue we're living in that isn't created by the alleged government and its functionaries. It's all government, all deep state. But with the publication of confidential Pfizer documents, governments around the world are running out of places to hide. And if these worrying trends continue, they will be forced to admit the COVID-19 injections are either causing antibody-dependent enhancement or something much worse, called AIDS, the destruction of your immune system. That's just part of the story.
Yeah. But funnily enough...
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
When people have AIDS, they don't know it, okay? It's not something...
At least initially. Initially,
no,
they don't.
No, they don't. They don't know there's an onset of AIDS hitting them. They get up in the morning, they go to work, they feel, all right, okay, I'm all right. But what happens later on? They begin to be afflicted by all manner of bacterial and viral and who knows what else, diseases and disorders, and they don't feel good. You can't blame them. They feel like crap. So they stay in bed. Now, Dick Allgaier is grievously ill, and I spoke to him twice this afternoon, and I think he's going to be all right. But there are many people who aren't that sick, who just know there's something not right about them. And this is the onset of AIDS and them beginning to pick up varying and various sorts of infection. They're on the way out, and they don't know it. They're going to be debilitated. Many of them are going to, unfortunately, come down with cancer, and they're going to die. They're going to come down with CJD, which is all over the place now. We talked about that in our last program. This is not a joke. these people who have been vaxxed, according to the Chinese Communist Party, the PLA, says, don't worry about Americans. All Americans who have been vaccinated are going to die. Now, we've seen that video. We've played it here. I've translated it for you. Do the Chinese know something we don't? They might. They just might. So AIDS
well, when you
is
understand
the
what
issue.
These how these injections work, it's not unrealistic. That statement probably isn't too far from the truth.
No.
But I had to laugh. I was looking at this. I wanted to know more about the Novavax, how many countries had authorized it so far or approved it.
Oh, excuse me, when is the due date for them to decide here if it gets EUA or not?
June 7.
June 7.
The FDA is going to review the application for emergency use.
Got it.
So I went to this website. It's called COVID-19.trackvaccines.org. It's COVID-19 Vaccine Tracker. And I was astonished to see that there are currently 197 vaccine candidates for just COVID and 701 trials going on.
dear friend, would you say that again? I want the numbers to stick.
197 vaccine candidates.
Okay, stop. 197 candidates are in the sweepstakes to be certified to protect us from COVID. 197?
Correct. Right, and there's currently 701 vaccine trials going on
underway
at the moment. And
how many of them are mRNA basic?
This is interesting. They do break it down. Yeah. So there's a group called protein subunits. Well, that's Novavax is a protein subunit, just the spike protein. And there's quite a few of those in clinical trials. Then we have a live attenuated. Then we have some VLPs, which are virus-like particles. Then we have some DNA vaccines, we have some RNA vaccines, and we have non-replicating viral vectors. That would be the adenovirus, supposedly, if you believe it's non-replicating. Inactivated. That's it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, probably seven different platforms.
How
I just
lucky
wonder, who are they
feel?
Going to give these to?
Yes, and how lucky do you feel? Who are they going to give these to? My God, this is incredible. We have just a minute left. Let me jump over here. We'll spend more time on this next time. Bird flu is a headline. Bird flu makes jump to mammals as three baby foxes die in Michigan.
Well, that's a stretch.
Just a bit. Well, here, we know that there is a famine being engineered here. Beef.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is under the gun, chicken, poultry, they're declaring bird flu all over the place. They've killed 37 million now, killed turkeys and chickens, and many egg layers. That's why your eggs are $8, $9 a dozen now, okay? Understand that. So what we have here is a lying government, a lying U.S. Department of Agriculture. I'll say it, I don't mind. I don't believe any of this stuff about avian flu.
No.
There may
no.
be a few cases, but enough to kill 37 million coast to coast?
Right.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
You can bribe an inspector for a couple hundred bucks to call in a certified test. It's easy. Now, the last meat that is still reasonably cheap for people is pork. So what if we have an outbreak of swine flu like they had in China 2 years ago?
I predict that will be next, yeah.
Yeah, they killed, I don't know, it was 100 million pigs or something. It was crazy.
Right, yeah.
So if the USDA decides that, we've got swine flu, we have to cull the pigs.
Well, that's just, the bird flu can jump to pigs. The pigs are considered mixing vessels for influenza viruses. So I can predict that's probably next on the list.
Well, and remember, the pig physiology is closest to ours.
Right.
We're all pigs.
And they've got the avian flu vaccine ready to go, so for people, our mRNA.
All ready to go, ladies and gentlemen. Step right up to roll up your sleeves. Won't cost you a penny. You won't live with 6 months, but it won't cost you anything. They need to start, as Disneyland is paying for abortions for Disneyland employees now, I think the government needs to pay for funerals for all of us that they have killed and will kill.
Well, if you put COVID on the death certificate, they'll pay for it.
Yeah, they're using our money. Don't forget that. It's all tax dollars.
That's right.
The joke is on us. Nothing new there. Okay, my friend. Talk soon. We keep putting it out there. Some of these are conversational. Some of these are more factual. But they're all important. We are giving you our opinions here. Understand that. We don't expect anyone to necessarily follow along. But we want you to have the opportunity to have a wider exposure to what we think are the most important aspects of what we're facing. So,
well
talk
said.
Soon.
Okay, Jeff, my pleasure. Good night, everyone.
Okay, back with another hour. Next, a little unusual hour for you. So stay tuned, and we will continue.